In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we've been reading, studying about the time that Peter and John were there when there was a lame man at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they stretched forth their hand and lifted him up, and strength came to his ankle bones, and he was healed. And then, after preaching Jesus, they were imprisoned. And that's where we're going next with this study. But I think it good if we go back and read Acts chapter 3, and not only read the full account of the man's healing, but also of the mighty sermon that Peter preached in that day. And I want to read that, and I may be making a few comments then along the way. You can open your Bible if you want to follow along, and you'll be able to follow me easily if you're reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I'm going to be reading from a revision of that. It's called the American Edition of the Revised Version, or more commonly called today, the American Standard Version, that was published in 1901. But it reads much like the King James, because they're translating the same words, and so they're going to come out pretty much the same if you have a great respect for careful translating, as these translators did. And so I'll be reading from the American Standard Version, and you read from whatever version you have and follow along as best you can. But like I say, you'll have no trouble with the King James Version. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read together Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John were going up into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the door of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked to receive an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, that give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they took knowledge of him, that it was he that set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. Acts chapter 3 and verse 11. And as he held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marveled you at this man? Or why fasten ye your eyes on us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made him to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his servant Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied before the face of Pilate, when he had determined to release him. But ye denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And by faith in his name has his name made this man strong, whom ye behold and know, yea, the faith which is through him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that in ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But the things which God foreshadowed by the mouth of all the prophets, that is, Christ, should suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, so there may come seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Christ, whom hath been anointed for you, even Jesus, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restoration of all things, whereof God spake by the mouth of his holy prophets that have been from of old. Moses indeed said, A prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you from among your brethren, like unto me. To him shall ye hearken in all things, whatsoever he shall speak unto you. And it shall be, that every soul that shall not hearken to that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets, from Samuel, and them that followed after, as many have spoken, they also told of these days, Ye are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying unto Abraham, In thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his servant, sent him to bless you, in turning every one of you from your iniquities. Acts chapter 4 and verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being sore troubled because they taught the people and proclaimed in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in ward until the morrow, for it was now eventide. But many of them that heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Acts chapter 4 and verse 5. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem, and Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, By what power or in what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders, if we this day are examined concerning a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means this man is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even in him does this man stand before you whole. He is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which was made the head of the corner. And in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now with that reading, I want to turn to Elam's notes that he made for the Sunday schools of May the 27th, 1927. And it's under the caption, A Peter and John Imprisoned. Late in the afternoon, Peter and John were arrested by the authorities, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees, and placed in prison because it was too late for trial. Who the Sadducees and Pharisees were can be learned by reading various other passages. Sometime we talk about the Sadducees and say they were sad, you see, because they did not believe in the resurrection. And the Pharisees were those who had bound their traditions all about the law and were very proud of their separate status among the people. They were quite they had a lot of influence and power in Jerusalem. And so to be brought before the Sanhedrin, consisting of Sadducees and Pharisees, was a very ominous thing. The Sadducees were distressed because the apostles preached, through Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. There were common priests, chief priests, and high priests. There is really but one high priest at this time. Annas was the lawful high priest, but had been deposed by the Romans about 10 years before this, and Caiaphas, his son-in-law, had been appointed by them. Hence, Luke 3 and verse 2 states that both these men were high priests. Now, they were Sadducees. They were the leaders in crucifying Jesus, instigating different persecutions against the apostles, and were determined, if possible, to stamp out the doctrine of the resurrection. John and Alexander were among them. They were, since they're noted here, must have been men of authority, judging from the connection in which we have them here mentioned. We know nothing more of them, although some think that John and Alexander would later serve as high priest. There were 24 courses of the ordinary priest. Each course served the temple in turn, a week at a time, beginning on the Sabbath. The heads of these courses were the chief priest. The captain of the temple was the head of the company of the Levites who guarded the temple and the precinct and kept order, who are called porters or doorkeepers. The rulers, elders, and scribes constituted the council, or the Sanhedrin. It was composed of 24 priests, 24 elders, and 24 scribes, who were the lawyers spoken of in the New Testament. All were men morally and physically without fault, middle-aged men, wealthy and learned. They must be fathers. They must have passed through lower offices. This sudden arrest of the speakers was enough to cause a great commotion among the people and to deter them. Nevertheless, many of them heard the word and believed. Elsewhere throughout the Bible it is taught that faith cometh by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:11-17. God made choice among the apostles that by Peter's mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe, Acts 15:7. And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized, Acts 18:8. And you want to also consult 1 Corinthians 1:14. Faith leads to obedience. You hear to believe, and you believe to obey. And many more added to the saved, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. The number who believed on this occasion, when added to the 3,000, made 5,000. The women were not included in this number. Likely not many women attended the great public gatherings, but later they did attend. And it is stated in Acts 5:14 that multitudes of both men and women were added to the church. But now Peter and John were put on trial, brought out of prison, placed in the midst of this court. The high priest presided, the members sat in a semicircle, and the prisoners were placed in front. The poor man who had been healed was present with true moral courage to show his appreciation of the good deed done to him and his sympathy for his benefactors, who were now prisoners. Peter and John were then asked, by what power or in what name had they done this, meaning evidently the miracle of healing the crippled man? They knew it had been done. This could not be denied, although they would have denied it and would have obliterated this triumphant fact if they could have done so. They admitted that it was a notable miracle which could not be denied. They knew, too, that it had been done by superhuman power, and hence they asked for an explanation. When it says, by what name, they're saying, by what authority and by what power have you done this? And you can imagine how they must have cringed when Peter said, "By Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified." Well, we'll read about Peter's defense in our next class.